high school basketball could be talked about with Lima Senior. They played Elida this year. Love to see them play Shawnee. Of course, it would be great to see Lima Senior in the Western Buckeye League because the Greater Buckeye Conference looks to be a conference that's going to be gone in a couple of years. And the first to bring that to my attention, you remember him from, I think he's worked at Channel 44. He's worked at WKKI. He's worked all around Salina. Now he's in Rockford, Illinois, and the publication, The Senior Reports, ladies and gentlemen, right here. It's Dave Schmidt, everybody. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Vince. How you doing? Good to talk to you again.
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Dick the Bruiser. Heck, I remember the original Dick the Bruiser. I'm old enough to remember him.
Yeah,
you
well,
know that?
Well, this looks just like him.
That's good. The Itsy Bitsy Bruiser fan club he used to have.
The
I remember that
itsy,
very well.
He's laughing right now as we speak. He's the Itsy Bitsy Bruiser fan club. So, yeah. Let's talk first off, before we get into the Lima Senior, the news that you have put into your publication about UNOH very soon to be without a conference. Is that right?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was a commissioner for a while. Don't know if you know this, of the United States Collegiate Athletic Association, and so I worked with the NAIA a lot, and right now what they're experiencing is not a good thing, Vince. NAIA has lost a bunch of their schools from the American Mideast Conference, and these are good quality schools. Cedarville and Notre Dame out of Ohio, Malone and Walsh have all announced they're making the move to NCAA D2. Rio Grande announced they're leaving the American Mideast Conference to go to the Mid-South Conference, which is a lot of Kentucky schools and Southern schools. And so the middle of that conference is getting torn out because the eastern parts in New York and some of those things. And I'll tell you what, I worked with Chris Adams a couple of years ago, helping him with finding some scheduling matches with some schools and stuff and did some things. He has done a great job. University of Northwestern Ohio doesn't deserve this, so I can imagine what he's going through right now. And they have put together a great program. When I first heard they were going NAIA, I said, man, he's going to have to do that in how many years? And he got that done. He's done a great job. My son's at Indiana Wesleyan. Is in the Mid-Central Conference. He's the SID there. They played Indiana Wesleyan, who went to the Nationals this year, very close. So I really feel bad for them, but it doesn't look good. There's also schools from Illinois and California looking to make the move from NAIA to NCAA D2, and it's pretty much going to cause some domino effects, much like the high school thing we're talking about, too.
Well, what's the reason that they're switching from NAIA to NCAA Division II?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. What happened was schools like Ohio Dominican, Urbana, Tiffin, and those schools all decided to make the move several years ago. Lake Erie's also making it. They're at D3 right now. And basically, those guys all got together and said, hey, if we all move to D2 at the same time, possibly we can form our own D2 conference, and that helps us move in a little bit easier. A lot of the concept is that the NCAA has a little bit better name recognition. Years ago, there was like over 500 schools in NAIA. They've lost a lot of that. They don't pay for as much of championship travel, those type of things. Less stringent on eligibility, those type of deals. Also, they've been letting in some schools. Of course, Northwestern Ohio, I think, is probably one of the jewels of the schools they brought in. But they brought in schools that I worked with that really couldn't qualify to be NAIA and NCAA. So there were some feelings that they needed to look around. And basically, when this all happens, Vince, it's not the director of athletics or it's not even the anybody else in the school. The president usually has something in on that. Sometimes presidents come in from the NCAA. They like the concept of being in the NCAA, and it's just one of those things. It's a lot more expensive to be in D2. There's a lot more money cost because you usually need somebody to take care of the rules part for you. You need a lot more in-depth things. Scholarship-wise, it might be okay. It might be equal-wise, scholarship-wise. But it's going to be devastating for that conference because they just cut the middle right out of it. And Mount Vernon's also going to announce probably within a week or two that they're jumping too.
Wow.
So you're losing quality schools in a quality conference. And basically, I think Northwestern Ohio, I mean, Chris will have to speak on this, but when you look at it, there's one conference that probably is going to fit him good, probably be the Wolverine Hoosier Conference that has Indiana Tech and Fort Wayne and some of those schools. The other one would be the Mid-Central Conference. They're at 9 schools now, but I don't know what their issues are right now. But it's really been devastating. And the NAIA is a good bunch of people. I've worked with them. But this is tough. I mean, this is really tough. And another thing, Vince, really quick that happened was a lot of D2 schools moved up to NCAA D1. They finally shut that off so they could control that. So D2 was so depleted, they had to do something. And I think this is part of their process to bring in schools.
All right. We're talking with Dave Schmidt, the Senior Reports. The website, www.theseniorreports.com. We've mentioned the NAIA and the potential problem for UNOH. Let's talk high school, and you were the first to bring it to my attention with Sandusky being offered a opportunity to leave the Greater Buckeye Conference and join the Northern Ohio League. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, this is kind of like the domino effect. It probably started a year or two ago when the Suburban Lakes League lost Lakota. Lakota's going to the another league. And when that did it, that opened up a spot. And that's when people started shifting around. And sometimes when you're in this type of business, especially high school conferences where they really don't have a full-time commissioner or full-time people looking at them, once one school leaves, the other school is going to have to find another school to fill in, especially when you think about uneven numbers for football. And that was part of it. A lot of this has to do with economics. But all the way down, it's trickled down. And when I was doing my research, you kind of look ahead to see who's going to be the next one to grab a team. When I saw Sandusky's name come up, and now Napoleon's name is coming up pretty prevalent, boy, that's going to really hurt when you have a six-team league that basically has probably one of the most travel miles in the state of Ohio. I can't think of too many other conferences now that do that. And so economics, when gas got to $4 a gallon, those type of things, you got to kind of look down the road. And that's one thing that I encourage conferences when I work for them. You guys got to do an inventory every year. You got to find out what everybody's thinking. You got to find out what everybody's wanting. And you got to be very, very aggressive to make sure you keep your schools, but also look for schools to add later on. And I think that's sometimes what hurts high school conferences. And when I saw Sandusky, the first thing I knew was Lima Senior was in trouble, because you get down to five or four, that's tough to run a conference like that and make it work a lot.
We're talking with Dave Schmidt, the senior reports. Let's get an update from the Division IV state championship game. Kaleida still in the lead, but it's a battle. 26-24. Kaleida is up two after three quarters. Go Wildcats, as Dick Quartercracks is trying to garner a second state championship, and more than likely his last game at Kaleida. But we're talking right now Lima Senior and the Greater Buckeye Conference. It looks to be probably disintegrating with Sandusky. It's a no-brainer for Sandusky to go to this other conference because of the travel issues and the closeness of the other teams. Then if Napoleon would leave, not necessarily for that league, but they've been offered a couple of different opportunities. Also, Fremont Ross was hoping to be invited into the Northern Ohio League, but right now they have not, but they could go somewhere else. Lima Senior in the Western Buckeye League. That was something that I wrote about in the column Thursday in the Lima News. What are your thoughts about Lima Senior going to the WBL?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Vince, when I was still living in Salina, which my license plates in Illinois say Salina on it, so you can always find me pretty easy.
There you go.
I had written for the Evening Leader, the St. Mary's Evening Leader, for a couple of years, probably, maybe 7-8 years ago, and I actually wrote a story about, let's bring in Lima Senior, bring in another team, because I'm a big divisional type of guy, putting leagues into division. And I'll have to tell you this, that I got not a very nice call from the WBL commissioner asking me what I was trying to stir up and why I was pushing that. And it wasn't a very pleasant conversation. And I don't know if things have changed much, but if I was going to bet on it, I would say that that was not even a consideration. So I was really shocked when I saw a couple of the follow-ups from the Finley paper and the Fremont paper that there was some, supposedly the commissioner is sending a letter to the WBL to merge. I would say it wouldn't happen. I would say there's ways you could work it out and make it happen. And it's just wild. When I saw you say it, I agree with everything you said in your article. I've passed your article around to a lot of people.
Wow.
Because I believe that you have to study these things. You have to find out what people are thinking in order to consult and help people. And what you said was completely right on track. And I think that they're climbing an uphill battle. It's too bad. And I think Napoleon, Lima Senior, Finley happen to be in the wrong situations, the wrong locations, and it makes it very difficult for them to be in there. But I would say you could make it work. You'd have to add another team. You'd have to have an even number of teams. Who would that team be? Who would be the willing ones to take it? And I'll tell you what, I think it's going to be a tough battle. But I agree. I think it could work. But it would have to be in divisional play at some time.
I agree with you, and I think that right now there is some sentiment to have Lima Senior in the Western Buckeye League. The question is expanding to 12. If there's a way that they could get rid of Kenton, if Kenton would go elsewhere, but I think Kenton loves the WBL, I think, and I'm not going to, I can't quote anybody particularly, but I can say that there is an underlying belief from many of the WBL schools that they would wish Kenton would not be in the Western Buckeye League. And I can't quote anybody specifically, but I can say that it's been thrown out there. And Lima Senior would then move into that spot. But expanding to 12 teams, I just don't know if that would happen. But I think it'd be great for Lima Senior, and I also think that it would be great, for the Western Buckeye League. Look what LCC did to the Northwest Conference.
Yeah, and I think it's just, some preconceived idea. It would be the biggest school in there. When you talk about Kenton, they're an original member of the Western Buckeye League, so that's tough when you part that way, but... I just know that I didn't get a very nice heartfelt call from the commissioner that one time, and that hasn't been that long ago. And I do think that the 12th team would be the problem. I don't know who's available and what's out there. And the one thing I do know, Vince, and I think you've seen this from the stuff I've been sending you, that once a domino starts falling and one goes from another one, like the Northern Ohio League could lose Fostoria now to the Suburban Lakes League. That would put them under five schools, and that makes Sandusky a lot. It also makes Fremont look good, but they have to bring in another team. So a lot of things got to happen. And the Suburban Lakes League really messed it up this week when they announced they were going to take two more big schools for a big school division and three more small schools for a small school division. They're looking at bringing in five new members, so that will really change it up. And then one thing that we haven't talked about, one school that might be available for the WBL, but it would be a long drive for a lot of people, is Greenville is still an independent. You want to talk about a mess? Greenville High School has a mess. They ended up applying for one league, getting accepted, and then all of a sudden things didn't work out and they were left as an independent, and being an independent at their size is no fun. So,
well, Greenville would be a great fit for Salina, Walpock, and St. Mary's, but that would be it.
Yeah.
As far as the WBL, but Lima Senior would be a good fit for everybody. Their longest drive would be Defiance. That'd be an hour. They play. I mean, I think in the mid-90s, I think it was unheard of, and because of football, but because of Lima Senior's football program being down a little bit now, I think it's a possibility, but I'm going to push it. I know that Nate Lynch, the WBL commissioner, the GBC commissioner, has sent a letter of interest to the Western Buckeye League. I think, and I don't have this confirmed, but I believe Lima Senior has sent a letter of interest to the Western Buckeye League. So I think that what's the commissioner, Bob Askins, is that right?
Yeah.
Bob Askins.
And you know what? I've been in contact with a lot of the commissioners. I try to send them information, help them out. I don't charge high schools for that stuff. But I can't tell you that the commissioner who called me up and wasn't very happy said, Dave, that will never happen. So he might have to eat those words, and I think never is a big thing. This is where you got to do it for the economics right now. You got to do it for the kids. And like you said, I think the Lima media coverage would triple the coverage that, and having a team like Lima in the middle of that makes it a lot better. And they got a nice new facility, too, I hear, so that's great. So.
Well, can I tell you that most of the comments that I received were very positive, but about Lima Senior going in and a good column and so forth, the couple of negatives that I did get, and the things that frustrated me about this, the fact that they didn't sign at the bottom of the email, and I just, I think, if you're going to say something negative, and I don't mind getting, I don't love getting negative, but one of those negative was a Christina Bodine or Bodine.
Uh-huh.
And she wrote, please tell me that it was just one of those days when you were at home in that special room and your thoughts actually came out on paper. Writing paper, that is.
So, at least you signed her name. That's a good thing. I don't mind those kinds of things.
No, actually, she didn't sign her name at the bottom, but it came up